Supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the BC. It is Saturday, the 8th of October, Anno Domini 2011, and you, oh, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 3 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. All right, let us start with the sad news of the week. As I'm sure you all know, Apple co-founder and chairman Steve Jobs died on Wednesday, October 5th. He was 56 years old. Jobs had been suffering from various health issues following the 7-year anniversary of his surgery for a rare form of pancreatic cancer in August of 2004. Apple announced in January that he would be taking an indeterminate medical leave of absence. Jobs then stepped down as chief executive in late August, citing his inability to meet his duties and expectations stemming from his illness. In a statement, Apple paid tribute to its one-time leader, said he was a visionary and creative genius, adding that the world had lost an amazing human being. He leaves behind a company that only he could have built, and his spirit will forever be the foundation of Apple, the company statement said. Recalling his interactions with Jobs over 3 decades as colleagues, competitors, and friends, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates said the world rarely sees someone who has had the profound impact Steve has had, the effects of which will be felt for many generations to come. For those of us lucky enough to get to work with him, it has been an insanely great honor. I will miss Steve immensely. Jobs had undergone a liver transplant in August 2009 during an earlier planned 6-month leave of absence. He returned to work for a year and a half before his health forced him to take more time off. He told his employees in August, "I've always said that if there were ever to come a day when I could no longer meet my duties and expectations as Apple CEO, I would be the first to let you know. Unfortunately, that day has come." One of the most legendary businessmen in American history, Jobs turned 3 separate industries on their head in the 35 years he was involved in the technology industry. Personal computing was invented with the launch of the Apple II in 1977. Legal digital music recordings were brought into the mainstream with the iPod and iTunes in the early 2000s, and mobile phones were never the same after the 2007 debut of the iPhone. Jobs played an instrumental role in the development of all 3 and managed to find time to transform the art of computer-generated movie making on the side. So our question to you, poll of the week at soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is what was your favorite Steve Jobs product? Your choices, Apple II, Lisa, Macintosh, Next, Pixar, iPod, iPhone, iPad. And I just stuck with those because I had to stop somewhere, so I followed up with something else. I'll put it in the opinion. So far, we have 29 votes, and the iPod has squeaked out past the Mac, which is tied with Pixar, actually, as the favorite. Now, I know you'll have more to say, so underneath the poll, you'll probably have to scroll down this week, check the little yellow box, click where it says give us your opinion. It will take you to my website, where you will be able to add any other information you want. The question is, how do you think Apple will change with Steve Jobs gone? And, of course, that's our question to you. And if you've got something to say about Steve Jobs or Apple's future, please give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. And toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And pay attention to those numbers because we're doing something very important right now.
We're in the middle of what?
We're in the middle of a pledge drive.
And you know what? We got a tough one to beat this week.
Do we?
Yeah. Polka guys did very well, like over 2,500.
We have to beat the polka guys. We have
this
to beat
fun
them.
Drive is our goal is we definitely have to kick the butt of the polka guys.
And you guys have to help us do that. Look, here's the deal with the pledge drive. It's the same numbers, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or of course toll free 1-800-790-0415. We bring this show to you every week. Heaven knows we don't get paid for it, but we love to do it. We love you people.
Whoa.
We have plenty of fun.
I stand corrected. I hate to interrupt you. 2,800.
And the folks here at Jazz 90.1 have been kind enough to give us a home. And we very much appreciate that. And mm-hmm. we would love to have you become members of the Jazz 90.1 family. It's real easy to do. There are membership levels, and when you call in, you can be told about those. But they're less important than the fact that you are pledging. And to become a member of the family is really, really easy. Just call 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299, toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. And one of our lovely volunteers, who are currently sitting around doing nothing, will be happy to take your pledge and make you a member of our family. Now, look, as I said before, there are levels of membership, 35, 50, 100, 150, whatever, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, of course, if you pledge at the $500 level,
yep,
you get a $500 level, you get a date with Rob Linton. At the $1,000 level, you don't have to go on a date with Rob Linton.
There you go.
That's the deal. And in fact, it can be a man, a woman, a duck. In fact, if you pledge at the $1,000 level, you can send your duck on a date with Rob Linton, and I will go along to take pictures. That's my pledge. It doesn't even have to be a live duck. It could be a stuffed duck.
Well, one of the other things that we're promoting too, which we did last plush drive, was if you pledge $500 or more, you can come on here and be part of our show. And I'll even throw in that if you want to come on my show Thursday nights, and I'll let you pick out the music. You can actually be a DJ for the night. That's Thursday nights from 6 to 9 if you pledge at $500 or more. Now, remember, though, folks, you sit there and say, oh, $500, there's just no way I can afford that. That's the beauty of member-supported Jazz 90.1. We make it easy for you. We break it down into payments. You can spread this across time. It's not like you all of a sudden have to come up with the $500 right now. You can spread that over as many months as you want. We try to make it as easy and painless as we can for you.
And that's only $1.40 a day.
Yeah.
That's ridiculously cheap.
Yeah.
Listen, here's the deal. You've spent an awful lot of money on your computers, and you listen to this show because we help you keep them running. Okay? Send us 10%. If you spent $5,000 on your computer, there's a $500 pledge. If you spent $10,000 on your computer, there's a $1,000 pledge. Send us 1%. It's still $50 and $100. 1%. Really? Seriously? 1% is all you have to send in. Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. It would please us personally if you would join the family, and I know it would make you happy to be a member of member-supported Jazz 90.1.
And like I said, we got two young ladies here, Samantha, my office manager, and my sister Sue are both here waiting eagerly to take your pledges. We've got them all trained on how to quick get it in there, and then if you got a question, they'll pass you right on over to us so we make it as painful and as smooth as we possibly can.
Yep.
It doesn't get any easier, but you know what? We need you to pick up that phone and start lighting it up like crazy. Put them to work. Don't let them sit around.
That's right. Nobody's calling in?
No.
Nope, nobody's calling in. That's all right. We'll keep talking anyway. If you'd like to call and tell us how you feel about Apple, about Steve Jobs, about the products that he created, you can certainly do that as well.
That's one dude. I mean, it's kind of a number of folks were always asking me, and I think Steve, you'll agree. Now that he's gone, Apple's going to go in the toilet. Well, he's been kind of away from it for a while now, anyways, and he's thrown them different ideas in that, and it's been the company that went ahead and went with those ideas.
And there's probably several years' worth of products already under development.
Yeah, I mean,
more importantly, my favorite was somebody said, See that? Steve Jobs is gone, and then there's the iPhone 4S, which is junk.
I mean, all of the
wait a minute
blogs, railing and anger and furor that they didn't call it a 5.
The simple it was the fact of the number.
It's the fifth phone. If they'd have called it a 5, no one would be complaining.
It's the sixth phone, isn't it?
Fifth. It was the iPhone, the 3G, 3GS, 4S. It's the fifth phone.
You're right. There was no iPhone 2.
Yeah. Well, the iPhone 2 was the 3G.
Right.
Because it was the first one on the 3G network.
Right.
A lot of people forget that the original iPhone was only a 2G phone.
Yeah, apparently Apple people are not bright enough to be able to count on their own.
Right.
They have to have the numbers of the phone, as apparently I do.
Well, there was a poll.
To tell them which number it
is. There was a survey a few months ago that most iPhone 4 owners thought their phone already was 4G. Because there's so much confusion in the marketplace about what 4G means. And in fact, Apple is apparently trying to pressure AT&T into putting a 4G logo on it. Because AT&T is trying to market their, HSPA Plus technology as a 4G technology.
Right.
And the way the iPhone 4S works with its dual antenna, normally one is sending, one's receiving. Well, they can switch it to two receiving, so it doubles its download speed. So it'll get 14 megabit down.
Right.
Which is 4G speed.
Right.
So they want to call it 4G, even though that, well, and part of the problem is the Standards Committee hasn't settled on what 4G is going to mean.
Well, and that's the problem, really,
yeah.
Because anybody can call anything 4G if they want to.
How many Gs is it now?
Yeah, right.
Geez.
Right. But, you know, it is when you look back on his life, whether you love or hate Apple as a company, whether you love or hate their products, you have to admire a man who's had so pervasive an effect on this industry. Yes, the interface that he used, the mouse that he used, the laser printer that he used, all came out of Xerox. We all get that. And it's Xerox's shame that they just stuck him in a corner and did nothing with him. But he really brought about, I don't know that we would have had Windows without the Mac. I don't know in the form that it exists today. I don't know that we would have a lot of those graphical interfaces exist today.
I think it was TLC was playing again that Jobs Gates movie.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
when
Pirates
they were both,
of Silicon Valley. Yeah,
TNT.
They were playing that a couple times.
Yeah, yeah. He's had an amazing impact. The way we listen to music has changed completely. You know, instead of playing around with mixtapes, grabbing a bunch of CDs and making your own tape and sticking it in your Walkman and going out for a jog. Many of you are too young to remember
Walkmans.
Being able
to take about an hour of music in your Walkman.
Yep, and that's unless you had extra tapes in your other pocket, right? And then tapes would stretch and get old, and what started out as an upbeat song ended up being a dirge as the tape stretched. And you'd have to redo them. Now you want a special mix for running. It's just a couple of minutes putting the stuff in a folder, essentially. And it was quite amazing. The impact. And again, the iPod was not the first MP3 player. Nobody says it was. But what Jobs did that nobody else had done was build not the device he thought the industry would want, but the device he wanted, and the hell with everybody else. And as it turns out, what he wanted, everybody else wanted too. And that's really where his vision was. He was a very selfish man, but the reality is he built what he wanted. And luckily for him, or what a genius he was, I don't know how you want to put that, everybody else wanted it too. Everybody wanted an iPod device, an MP3 device that worked as easily as that. Everybody wanted a Macintosh the way he envisioned them. Everybody wanted a phone the way he envisioned them. Everybody wanted a tablet device the way he envisioned them. That's genius or lucky guy, that's the way it all worked out. And we reap that benefit, whether we have an Android device or an Apple device or a BlackBerry device. We all reap the benefit of what he started.
Yep.
And it would be mean and petty of us to not acknowledge that, no matter whether we love or hate Apple.
Oh, yeah. No, I like myself. You know, as folks know, I'm a PC guy, but I still have an iTouch. And I use my
iPad. And your sister's iPad.
And my sister's iPad.
She only let us know about 8 times today.
Because I'm crossing over to the dark side.
Yeah.
I have an iPad through work. which I use. I also have an Android tablet, which I use. And the difference between them is not as much as you might think. The reality is what Steve Jobs created is what people want to carry around.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get any simpler than that.
It was light and it was portable.
It was light and portable. And really, the big thing is that ecosystem in the background. The fact that you could turn around and have not just the device in your hands, but all your music in iTunes.
Yeah.
Buy it over the wire.
Mm-hmm. A buck a song.
Yep. At a buck a song.
For several years before that, you could rip your own CDs on your computer. It was a pain. And I remember joking about companies that would rip it for you. You mail them a stack of CDs and a hard drive, and for a buck a disc, they'll rip it for you.
I had, I have and still have, as a matter of fact. What's the name of the company that makes the other little MP3 player?
Sansa.
And I still use it because it's great to take the meetings and record.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It just is. For that, I would have to rip my own music, plug the Sansa into the computer, and download it, and then put it into whatever folders I wanted, however I managed to do that. Now I can do it all on the computer, just buy stuff, get it there, hook it up, and go. And with iOS 5, you won't even need the computer anymore, which is the thing I most like about Android. I don't need a computer to use an Android tablet. And that'll be happening shortly. All right, give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Be right back with Nick, Dave, Steve, and you at 19 minutes after the hour, Sound Bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 22 minutes after the hour, we would like to thank Edward for his very generous pledge. And we have Fritz, I believe, from Canandaigua on the line. Hi, Fritz.
Hello, Nick. Edward and Fritz are one and the same.
I knew that. Thank you. So I was about to say thank you so much.
I had to round out my wardrobe, you know. I had to spruce it up a little bit. So.
There you go. We thank you.
Yeah, it was a sad week for, you know, a lot of people in the tech communities. You know, I'm a Mac user, and it, you know, it kind of struck me. But on something unrelated to it, this is a story that I followed just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
It started October 2nd, and HTC supposedly had a vulnerability in their phones, a virus.
Yep.
And they said, we're going to get right on this sucker, you know, and take care of it.
Right.
The article I read was pretty unbiased. It said it's not going to be strictly HTC, but with so many versions of Android out there, and some of them being older phones, and because if a manufacturer does have to push a fix out, now they're stuck with going through the carriers.
Right.
And they're sometimes at the mercy of the carriers. And it seemed to me like, you know, this could be a real big problem for phone users in general that are buying new phones. You know, if a fix, and being that there are so many versions, it could get kind of messy. So I'm just keeping an eye on, you know, HTC and see how long it does take for a fix to get out there for those people using those phones.
Even just regular operating system updates and changes usually don't get pushed out for phones.
Yeah.
Unless you're techie enough to do it yourself.
This has been a very weird thing that Google did with the Android operating system. They put so much power into the hands of the carriers that you're right. If a carrier doesn't want to update, they don't have to. We have a couple of different models of Android tablets at work, and some of them get updates that others of them don't. Now, is it possible that one of them is fixing a hardware problem in that particular model? I don't know. But it's kind of odd that they would get an update, one would get an update and the other wouldn't.
Well,
but I agree with you.
I'm not an Android user, so, you know, I don't have a dog in that fight, but it was just an article that I read, and I was thinking, you know, gee, this can be...
Yeah.
not a good thing for a lot of users.
Yep.
See, even
I don't disagree, and
for those that do update, it's a long process. Google writes new code, vets the code, publishes the code, and then each phone manufacturer gets the code, and they have to get it working on their device, and then each carrier gets the code on that new device and has to make sure it works with the rest of their software. So it's really an extended development process. Meanwhile, by the time the carrier pushes it out, Google is three versions later.
Right. It'll be interesting to see, you know, with Google buying Motorola Mobile, whether or not that changes everybody. You know, if other manufacturers don't want Motorola to have an advantage, they have to be a little faster.
And that's one thing that Apple was unique in the industry, is that the carriers have almost no control over the phone.
Right.
You don't even know what carrier is on your phone unless you look at the little tiny logo. With every other phone, you know, the carrier's logo is plastered all over the phone, and you don't know the manufacturer.
Yep.
Then with an Apple, you just see one logo on it,
yep.
And that's it.
You
know, the one on the back for what it's worth.
Yeah.
And on the websites this morning, it said that now the iPhone is 1 to 2 weeks to ship now.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all.
Yep.
You know, people are snarfing it up.
Mm-hmm.
So well, you fellas have a good show.
You too, Fritz, and thank you again.
I hope you make a lot of bucks today.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
Okay.
I think one of the sort of side effects of the iPhone, it was one of the original issues with the iPod, too, that Steve Jobs went to the record company and said, we want to make this music player, and we want to be able to license these songs, and if it doesn't go over well, you're not out anything because we're such a tiny player. And they did the same thing with the phone when they went to Singular, saying, we want to make this phone, and if it doesn't work, you're not really out that much. And it's become more popular than they could have imagined.
Yeah. Well, it brings down their network sometimes. Yeah.
Well, to match that is the... you know what? Before I talk about the next news item, we should remind you that we are a member-supported company. The reason that we are here, we don't get government funds, we don't get state funds, we don't get county funds,
Jack.
We don't get local, we don't get Jack. All the money that we spend comes from the generosity of our members, the members of the Jazz 90.1 family. And to become a member, it's ridiculously simple. All you do is call 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299. Or for those of you listening over the internet, on the podcast later this week, we're taking pledges all week, of course, at securely online at jazz901.org. Or if you'd like to call in, it's 1-800-790-0415. I'm looking at you, Sweden and Japan and Norway and Germany.
All
I see
folks.
You downloading the podcast every week. Give us a call. It's and become a member of the family. We not only broadcast live here, we also broadcast live over the internet. We've got people all over the world listening in. Please give us a call. We'll be happy to convert your kroners to dollars. And
there is no wrong amount either.
There is no wrong amount, as I've said.
Take a step to the right, Dave. You're blocking Nick.
Yeah, that's all right.
On the camera.
That's all right. Trust me, that's a good thing. We do have pledge levels that you can join at, and if you join at a level, you get there are premiums that you can get. But we'll take any amount you want to send in. If you can only afford a dollar, if you can only afford $5, we have a lot of people I know who plead poor, and I get that. But a few bucks would go a long way toward helping this station stay on the air and keep us on the air. And we would appreciate you becoming a member of the Jazz 90.1 family.
Well, it's like for a lot of our faithful listeners, you know, it's like saying thank you to Rob in essence, because it's due to Rob that we're over here.
Yep.
And, I mean, he took, you know, a big leap of faith. You got to think about it, folks. Out of this whole station's playlist, I mean, you've got a diverse, you know, variety of songs, whether it's German, polka, you know, Latin music, Otto's The Rat Pack. I mean, it's all music. And then all of a sudden, he turns around and drops a talk show in on a Saturday. And you know what? It's been you folks saying thank you to Rob by picking up and renewing your membership. Or some of you folks that all of a sudden just stumbled upon us that you were listening to Jazz 90.1 right along. And all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute. This is interesting. And I'm learning something. Like Nick has said before, you know, if you just sit down and figure out how much you're saving by listening to us and the items that we sit there and recommend or tell you to do this or do that, and saving and keeping your machine clean versus having to, you know, take it into a shop.
I tell you, we have people. I have people all the time. I can't tell you how many people in a week come up to me and say, thank you for the Security Tango. Okay, if you're listening, call in. Give us a pledge. We would be delighted to have you become a member of the family. Dave said, well, it's a thank you to Rob, and it is. It's an appreciation for the fact that Rob loved this show so much he couldn't see it. He couldn't stand to see it not be on the air.
He had faith in us.
So he brought it here, and he hoped that we would, we as the Soundbites listening family, that we would step up to the plate, you know, and show our appreciation right back. This is your chance. The number is 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, you people are geeks, so you know you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And like I said, if they pledge at $500, we can do a double whammy here. We can have them as guests here on the show.
Yep.
We'll slide them right in here, and they can be on air with us, see how this all goes. And if they want, I do a show Thursday nights from 6 to 9. They can come in and help me pick out all the jazz for that night from 6 to 9.
And at the $1,000 level, they can send their duck on a date with Rob Linton, and I will go along to take pictures.
Woohoo!
I'm telling you.
YouTube.
It'll be a YouTube sensation. All right, our next caller is Joe from Rochester, New York. Hiya, Joe.
Hey, guys. My problem is right now.
Are you a member, Joe?
No, I'm not yet.
Joe?
Sorry.
You said yet. That's okay.
I'll try next time. I'm using Vista Second Edition, basically. It's
my sympathy to you.
It's actually Windows 7. It's nothing more than...
Okay.
I have Service Pack 1 will not install.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried everything on the web, and nothing's working.
Service Pack 1 will not install?
Will not install.
Are you getting an error message?
The error, it says it's installed. Then when it reboots, it says failure. I looked the error code up, and it just won't. The error code, it says failure configuring at Service Pack 2.
One of the things you can try is...
Or one, I'm sorry.
Yeah, one of the things you can try is download the standalone installer.
Done it.
Okay.
I've done the readiness tool, gotten rid of my antivirus, I've renamed the software distribution folder, nothing's working.
Sounds like you found the tech note I just found. That was all the steps.
I've been there and done it, believe me.
What brand computer is it?
It is an HP.
Have you tried their website to see if they have any updates? Sometimes the company will put out updates before the OS will go on.
Okay, I'll try that then.
Yeah, go to the HP website, look up that specific model computer, and see if there's any tech notes or service notes. Sometimes they call them tech alerts sometimes before updating.
Cool, good. All right. That's about my only choice. I've been reading that seems like a lot of people have been having issues with that service pack. I don't know. None of the fixes are working, so...
Yeah, I would definitely try what Steve suggested. That's probably your best bet right now.
Okay. A full Security Tango run before.
Right, and do a full Security Tango run before you.
Done all that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's malware preventing the update from fixing what the malware wants to do.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate the help.
Sure. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
And don't forget to become a member, just like Dennis did. Thank you very much, Dennis. For your generous membership, I appreciate that. We all appreciate that. And you, too, can become the newest member of the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites families. It's real easy to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, for those of you who prefer... or those of you who are listening to us by podcast, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. If you're pledging by, if you're a podcast listener who's pledging after the show, Please remember in the comments to say it's for soundbites.
Yes.
Our next caller, Dennis from Rochester, who is a member. Welcome, Dennis.
Yes, I had expired, but but I'm
well, your membership had expired.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Otherwise, this is a very weird phone call. I think I saw beyond. that Twilight Zone episode. Go ahead, Dennis. What's your question?
I took a lined sheet of paper, like an 8.5 by 11 from a lined tablet.
I remember those.
Not college ruled, but the little bit wider lines. And then I scanned it on my scanner and saved it as a PDF. And then it printed it out, or I saved it, and it's 24 megabytes. I mean, why a photograph isn't even 24 megabytes? Why is it so...
It depends on the resolution settings you picked. So
it scanned it, right?
Right. So it may be an 8x10 piece of paper, but if you tell it 72 DPI, it's a few megs. If you tell it, you know, 5,000 DPI, it's hundreds of megs. So in your scanning software, you need to tell it what resolution to scan it at. Generally speaking, if you're just going to view it
600 DPI.
Well, if you're going to view it on screen, 72 is all you need.
Well, this
if
is
you're
going to
print
I mean,
it, then you want more.
Instead of going out and buying a tablet of lined paper, all I wanted to do was scan the lined paper and then print out from my printer sheets of lined paper that I could.
Yeah.
So you could. The other thing it sounds like that may have done is it was scanned at maybe 32-bit color, which makes it that
even
much bigger.
Yet.
So if it's just a single line, you could even do it at 1-bit grayscale.
I think it was like 300 DPI or something like that.
Yeah, but is it color?
300 DPI, 32-bit color. If you saved it in an uncompressed format, it says, say, an uncompressed TIFF, it could be huge.
Yeah, it was in color also. Yeah.
And all of those things add to the size. In your particular case, you could have done it as a simple black and white picture. You could have done it probably much more compressed.
I see. Okay, so that's why all of that's happening. I didn't realize that was all I needed to do.
Yeah. Most of the time in the scanner software, there'll be a little box somewhere that tells you how big the resulting file is.
Oh.
And that will help you with what you want to scan it at to be able to figure out what you're going to do. So yeah, I just found a neat calculator. So an 8x10 piece of paper at 300 DPI in 8-bit color is 20 megabytes.
Wow.
If I change that, even going down to, I can't do grayscale. I can only do RGB or CMYK. So this calculator doesn't do grayscale. But say I go down to 72 DPI for the web, it's now 1 megabyte.
Okay, that makes more sense than 24 megabytes, which is what my file is.
Yeah. If you do a high end, say 1400 DPI, you're now pushing 500 megabytes.
Whoa.
We work with a lot of press companies that when you're doing high quality, high resolution scans, they're 500, 600, 800 a gigabyte per image because they need it to be that big an image to get that much data to print it at a very high quality.
And at that high resolution. But the reality is you don't really care how big it is. You're just going to leave it on your hard drive and print it anyway.
Yes, that's correct.
But in terms of satisfying your curiosity, I hope we've done that.
Yes, you have that. You are very helpful. I could theoretically fill my hard drive up pretty fast with 24 megabyte every time I print something or scan something, it's 24 megabytes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You see that with digital cameras, too. The higher the resolution of your camera, the more space each picture takes. I had a camera that would fit one picture on its memory card at highest resolution.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 39 minutes after the hour. Plenty of time left to call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org and become the latest member of the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites families. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 43 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. So here's the question. Is the iPhone 4S the iPhone 5? No. Will it sell like hotcakes? Oh, yes. Demand for the iPhone is huge. In a Sprint strategy session Friday morning, Sprint Nextel Chief Executive Dan Hesse said that the iPhone is the number one reason the customers have left its network in the past. Now, there's a statement of strength.
Yep.
Analysts looking at what's coming up for Apple's next handset agreed that the phone will be a huge hit. In his note to investors after the phone was released, Stern-Aggie Shaw Wu said that the 4S is still the best smartphone in the market, with the key differentiator of Siri's voice integration, which appears to work much better than voice integration services on other phones. Not necessarily accurate, but okay, whatever. Adding carriers Sprint in the U.S. and KDDI in Japan, he said, will also give the phone a sizable boost. Apple's iPhones have amazing staying power as well. In a Tuesday interview, Gartner analyst Michael Gartenberg pointed out that the iPhone 4 was still selling well after a year on the market. There aren't many phones that are over a year old that consumers can even still name. Well, the Droid, that's what I carry. It's 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He added that Apple didn't have any problem selling its previous S phone, the 3GS, despite also being evolutionary rather than revolutionary. He also highlighted the importance of adding Sprint to the mix of carriers and opening the iPhone market to people who couldn't afford the phones before. Do analysts think that the news of Apple co-founder Steve Jobs' death will have any effect on the phone sales? Writers reported that Montgomery Scott analyst Bill Choi thinks store traffic and sentiment-related purchases are likely to get a bump, but nothing on par with the spike of music sales see when a popular artist dies. So our question to you, looking to get the iPhone 4S, maybe on Sprint, give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Coincidentally, those are also the numbers you can call to become the latest member of the Jazz 90.1 family. And you can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. People, we are way behind the polka guys.
Not even close.
We're never going to hit the polka guys, and really, that's on you. If you want to give us a call and help us beat the polka guys, that's what we need you to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Well, the sooner they, we get the folks to call in, do their pledging and that type of stuff, the sooner we get off this pledge drive. And we did it in a record time last time in spring, because we only come to you folks twice a year. That's two times a year. And like Nick was saying before, we don't get any federal help. No government loans. The school district doesn't give us any money of that. All they do is sit there and give us this little space. And, the lights, turn on the lights. The rest of this equipment and everything else, is all here because of you folks donating money and supporting us. Nick, Steve, and I give up 2 hours. Effectively, it's more like 4 hours when you total it up every Saturday. Because I don't know about you two guys, but I usually leave the house around 11 o'clock. And I don't get home until close to 3.
Yep.
So there's, 4 hours right in the middle of a Saturday. And we come here every Saturday. Every time, unless Christmas and New Year's, that's the only time we've ever taken off is Christmas and New Year's when it falls on a Saturday. Otherwise, if it's on a Friday or a Sunday, we're here. So every week you can count on turning on your radio at member-supported Jazz 90.1, and you're going to hear sound bites every Saturday from 12 to 2 to get your computer help.
And all we do is, in return, ask just that a couple of times a year you give us a call.
And there's no wrong amount.
And become a member. And there's no wrong amount. If you want to send us 1% of what your computer setup is worth, hardware and software, I think that would be ideal. If you wanted to send us 10%, that would be insanely generous, and we couldn't be more appreciative. If you want to call and pledge $5, we'll be more than happy to make you an equal member in good standing of the family. And all it takes is a minute of your time. We have the ladies who are sitting there quietly weeping because no one is calling in.
Put my sister and Samantha to work.
And it saddens me, too.
Well,
never mind that part. But the point is that we would love to have you give us a call. The number is 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Those of you listening to the podcast later in the week, yes, we provide a free podcast as well. You can Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And in the comments, say that it's for Soundbite, so we will get the credit for that. There is one person who has asked us why we're not publishing to the Zune. I don't have the equipment to do that because apparently you have to actually have a Windows machine to do that with. But certainly I know that there are a number of podcast apps for the Zune that will take our regular podcast and download it. So we would love it if you would, in fact, give us that call and make that pledge. Become a member of the family. Become a member of this station and this show. And be with us. We would love to have that happen. Please give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Of course, you can also give us a call at those numbers to ask a question, like Richard did from Irondequoit. Richard, are you a member?
No, and I will tell you why if you want to hear my gripe. It's a subtle one.
Whatever.
You guys play a lot of jazz, and Barbra Streisand has a couple of jazz songs out, like the One Night Only Village Vanguard thing. Why do I never hear her on your show?
And if our show because we don't do jazz.
But you could always certainly call in any Thursday night from 6 to 9 o'clock. And if you call in to my show on Thursday nights, I'll be more than glad to pull that out and play it for you.
So you do have some of her music,
I guess. What's the name again?
Well, the One Night Only Village Vanguard CD is a couple of years old, and there's a few songs on there that would be up your alley.
So, yeah, Dave's looking in the computer now to see if it's in there.
Well, Dave sees if he can find Barbra Streisand in the Streisand.
Yeah, that was my... Not my technical question, but that was my response as to why I'm not a member. I would love to be, but like some of her music would be nice. Anyways, can I ask my questions now?
Of course you can.
I got a laptop on the first floor, works fine. It's a new HP, and upstairs is an older Dell. The Dell always wants me to update the Adobe Reader all the time, and I say yes, and it updates. And then the next time I turn it on, and it asks again if I wish to do that.
Yep.
Any idea why?
Because the Adobe Reader is a buggy piece of software that Adobe has to update every week or so.
That often, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, well, it just
these requests to update are legitimate, and I should go ahead and do it.
Yeah, pretty unfortunately, much. It's definitely true that is the way it is with
There have been some fake Flash updates going around. Because Flash is another popular program that gets updated quite frequently.
Okay.
Oftentimes, you can see the version number in the Adobe Reader as it's updating.
Right.
And it will tell you what version it's going to update to, and you can see if it's a newer version than the one you already have.
Okay. Because the newer laptop downstairs, which I'm in front of now, never does that. It's got the Adobe Reader in it, and it stays there, and it always works for me. So,
well, it may have a newer version to begin with.
Or you may have automatic updates turned off.
Upstairs. Oh, on
the downstairs one, yeah. So it's not telling you. So let's see. I don't know if mine's been updated lately because I don't use the Adobe Reader, but I've got 10.1.1 on mine.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that we recommend for Windows users is another program called the Foxit Reader. Which doesn't have as many of the bugs that the Adobe Reader has.
And it's lighter and faster.
Lighter and faster. And then on the Macintosh, Apple's preview program that comes with the Mac will also do PDFs as well.
So is that foxit.com
get
there?
If you Google Foxit Reader, I think it's Foxit Software.
Okay.
But, yeah, if you Google Foxit Reader, it will show you. And, foxitsoftware.com.
I will try that one.
All right. Sure. And Richard, consider, you don't have to make an answer right now, but consider becoming a member because of the good advice you get on our show, even though we don't play Barbra Streisand.
Right, right.
All right, thanks.
I'm sure if Dave will find it, he might put it on right now. He's too busy pushing other buttons. Do you want to try a hangout? I'm gonna kill my poor computer with all these videos running.
Well, we'll try it at the break. We're trying to figure out a way to get all of us on camera and
If anyone knows a way for my Mac to remotely access the camera in Nick's Linux box.
And I think that requires the Linux software.
Yeah, Linux software to publish it so I can see it.
I can do webcam stuff. So I suppose you could just pull it off of wherever I set up the webcam.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like we have any Barbara Streisand.
Really? Nope. S-T-R-E-I?
Yep. S-T-R...
E-I.
E-I-S-A-N.
D.
D. You don't know Barbara Streisand?
Well, I'm just doing... Wait a minute. No, I'm just doing search on Barbara.
Without an A. The second A. It's B-A-R-B-R-A.
Yeah.
Okay. Well...
I'm going
to
search
Rob will have to take care of that.
But Richard, hopefully, will see it clear in his heart to become a member because of us, rather than not become a member because of Barbara Streisand.
This could be the only show you listen to.
That's not true of him, and that's good.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. I do. Wait a minute. We do have Barbara Streisand.
I do not. I've never met Barbara Streisand. I met Bette Midler.
Oh, yeah?
We had tea.
Have you seen that video of Barry Manilow playing the piano for her? And
no.
Oh, in the olden days. Barry Manilow started out as Barbara Streisand's piano player.
There's
an old video on the internet of her singing in a low-cut shirt that she didn't quite fit into.
Oh, yeah.
And Barry out there with his giant hair.
She used to play in the baths in New York.
Yep.
But she and I had tea on her porch one day. It was very pleasant, very nice lady, very nice lady. But I've never met Barbara Streisand. But you can become a member whether or not we ever play Barbara Streisand or Bette Midler simply by calling 585-966-JAZZ. I'm going to keep saying it until we beat the polka guys. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or securely online at jazz901.org. We've only got about $2,800 to go to beat them, so please give us a call right now.
And as Dave goes to answer the phone again, one of the tributes, most interesting ones I found to Steve Jobs was on the White House blog, President Obama.
Yeah.
So the world has lost a visionary, and there may be no greater tribute to Steve's success than the fact that much of the world learned of his passing on a device he invented.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yep.
If you're not terribly offended by foul language, and you want to read something really funny, go to The Onion. And see I can't even tell you what the title of the thing was, but you can go to The Onion and read their tribute to Jobs, which is really a very nice one. We would also like to thank Zachary for his very generous pledge. Thank you, Zachary, for becoming a member, a renewing member of Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites. Thank you, Zachary. We very much appreciate it.
One of the other stories that come out from President Obama is that Steve Jobs personally gave him a sneak advanced copy of the iPad 2.
Nice.
And asked him not to tell anybody.
Oh, and so now he told everybody.
Well, now, after it's
out. Oh, now? Yeah. Sure, now.
After everybody can get one.
Right. But, yeah, we have... It is a sadness. It is a sadness that he is gone. But
at the iPhone 4 product announcement on Tuesday, there was a empty seat marked reserved in the front row, and it kept showing up on camera, and now we know who it was reserved for.
Yep.
But some of the other tech pundits were saying that if Steve had been there, it would have been too big of a distraction to the actual presentation, and
he couldn't even get out of bed.
He probably wouldn't have went anyway if he could.
Right. There have been, over the last couple of years, every time he appears.
Some of the retrospective pictures show that. You can see his physical decline.
But the story has been more about how bad he looks than about what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And it really was time to move that on. All right, we are going to take a slightly longer break, so you have plenty of time to call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org and become the latest member of the Jazz 90.1 family. In the meantime, we're going to take that little break. Be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco. Philip from Penfield is on the line. You can be too after you make your pledge. Right here on the longest running computer show in the known universe. We are Soundbites, and we are happy to be here on member supported Jazz 90.1. So you become a member, support us, and we'll be right back.
Member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 3 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. Before we go any farther, Chris Reich, our friend of the show, Chris Reich, had a question in our Soundbites channel on IRC chat on FNET, EFNET. And he said, ask Steve Ray if this means that fake Steve Jobs will also pass away.
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Yep.
Let me see what fake Steve Jobs says about that.
Exactly. All right, we are not going to do anything because Dave has left the studio. Oh, now he's back. All right. So we can go to the phones and talk to Philip from Penfield. Welcome, Philip. What's your question?
Multitasking.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hear that these answers can be sometimes taken offline, so that's always would be my privilege to go that way, too. Here is the problem. I'm revisiting last year's explosion. My laptop bombed out. Under Kaspersky, Excel spreadsheet said trying to access a password file. And I said, no, 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 and it blew my HP Compaq away. I'm back this year at one of the service centers, and this time AV guard showed up. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to quarantine the rest of the world from Microsoft's operating system, but I cannot afford the time. I've spent enough to buy a new unit. Start over with a fresh thing to be followed up by the rest of the world. I don't know what to do.
There's a few things we've talked about in the past. The first thing is don't use Windows. You can use Unix. You can use Macintosh. If you have to use Windows, don't use Internet Explorer as your browser, and don't use Microsoft Office as your Office suite. You can use OpenOffice. You can use OmniOffice, Star Office. There's a bunch of other Office suites that work just fine under Windows and even the Mac without the complexity of problems that the Microsoft Office suite generates. Because the Office suite is so popular, that's what the malware and virus writers attack. So they'll make a spreadsheet that has a virus in it, and people just open it with Excel, and Excel executes the virus.
It's fantastic. Now, the Open Office, does that include the full suite because I need Access, PowerPoint, Excel, Word, all of that?
Yep. Yes, it includes all of that.
It reads Access databases now?
Oh, well,
yeah, it always has.
Okay.
It always has had databases.
Does PowerPoint?
Well, it has database, but does it do Access databases?
You would have to export the Access database, and I forget what the format is, but then you can import it.
Okay.
The important thing to remember is that it works a little differently from Office. So you're going to have a little bit of remembering to do for a few weeks until your fingers get used to it.
I'm adaptable.
But right, it's about 99% the same. And one of the nice things about OpenOffice or LibreOffice now actually is that you can attach it to external databases. So if you're one of those people who has a database online somewhere and they allow you to access it, you can do that and then use all the same tools that you would in Access to manipulate data. It's really very cool.
All righty then. I'm at the doctor, computer doctor now. We have to reload the operating system, and I'll move over to LibreOffice.
Yep.
Where can I get acquainted with that?
Well, Ross can download that for you. He certainly can download that for you. LibreOffice is available online.
Great.
OpenOffice.org is theirs.
OpenOffice.org for OpenOffice. LibreOffice is probably at LibreOffice.org. Steve is looking right now.
Yep. But you have to spell Libre right. Libre.
Libre. LibreOffice. And that's all I have to do. Say hi to Ross for me.
Now, last question. Where are we with Kaspersky? Last year, something got through Kaspersky.
Yeah, I still prefer either AVG or Avast personally.
I had super anti-spyware running.
Well, right, but that only handles spyware. It doesn't handle viruses.
Thank you.
That's the problem. And that's why in the Security Tango there are multiple products listed.
And not every...
I did read it, and I did do... I've been through that, yes. Yeah. All right, so the... Okay, say again. Summary for me. The AVG...
AVG or Avast for antivirus.
Okay.
Super anti-spyware for, well, spyware.
Or malware bytes.
Mm-hmm.
Or malware bytes for spyware.
And that's the part of the problem.
We recommend both, actually. Super anti-spyware and malware bytes.
Yeah, and that becomes part of the problem, is not every program can catch everything that comes out.
Right.
Good enough. I'll go back to Security Tango, check in that. How did my firewall get turned off? And that's really when I begin to blow it away, because I didn't turn it off.
Yeah, something might have snuck in and turned off the firewall so it can let more people in. Make sure your Windows is as up to date as possible. You know, try not to walk down dark alleys with $20 bills hanging out of your pocket.
Right.
Thank you,
but,
guys.
But it's rough.
I owe you a pledge.
Yes, right. You do.
Please call us back.
Yes.
Feel free to call back and make one. Thank you so much.
Yep.
And we'd also like to thank our newest member, Carl, for his generous pledge as well. Thank you, Carl. We're always happy to have yet a new member. We're slowly creeping up on the polka guys, but at this rate, you'd have to be calling in huge pledges every minute for us to make it. So we're hoping that you will give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Our next caller is probably Zach from Brighton. Okay.
Didn't I write Zach? Yeah.
You wrote Zake.
Oh, sorry, I'm trying.
I don't know what that was. Anyway, Zach from Brighton. Welcome, Zach.
Hi, how are you?
Are you a member?
I just renewed my.
Oh, that was you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Very generous. Thank you so much. What can we do for you?
So, in my household, we have an interest in all things zombie.
Sure.
And recently, I noticed something about a zombie file on my computer. I think it had something to do with Google Chrome. A little window popped up briefly in my system tray saying something about a zombie file. So what are zombie files?
You found this in...
Zombie... I turned that on. Zombie sort of has taken on multiple definitions lately. There are games involving zombies where, you know, the traditional zombie monster.
Right.
But then... there's been something called the zombie bot or zombie net, which is computers that have been taken over by malicious software that then become, you know, non-thinking zombies for other bad guys to take control of and take hold of. So it's possible you have a zombie bot or malware in your computer.
However, it is also possible, see, and here's where the problem comes in, because these things have, they use the same name for multiple different things. Zombie files can also be the name given to extra installations of patch software that remain on your drive.
Okay.
Right? And so what happens is if you deploy a patch, it often gets detected. Older ones get detected in when you do that patch, and they're reported as zombie files.
Okay, because I'm not having any trouble with my computer, and it's just something very transient that comes up, and I scan regularly with multiple programs.
What program came up with the information?
Chrome. It seemed it was just a little passing reference to this. There was a little pop-up notification, like a tooltip pot in the system tray, and it disappears within a few seconds. And it said something. There was a zombie file related to Chrome, and that was it.
Yeah. It's and again, that's and what happens is actually the place I've seen it most is in the antivirus software from Secunia.
I have PSI on the machine.
There you go. It's PSI that's saying there's a zombie file of Chrome, and what that means is it's an old patch that didn't get deleted. That's all it means.
I see. So, but I don't have to shoot the computer in the head to get rid of the zombie file.
No,
right?
You do not, and don't worry about being bitten by it, because it is not that kind of zombie.
Very good. Well, thanks. I love your show and glad to be a member.
And thank you. We're honored and delighted that you are a member. Thank you, Zach. Yeah.
And there are several zombie viruses and zombie botnets.
Right.
Good zombies and bad zombies.
Exactly. Few people have seen Amazon's Kindle Fire in person, and even the press haven't tried it yet. But that hasn't stopped the newly announced 7-inch tablet from becoming a hit before its November 15th launch, according to reports. Sources close to Amazon say the company is selling 25,000 Kindle Fire tablets every day. 25,000 Kindle Fire tablets every day. eData Source, which last week estimated that Amazon sold 95,000 Kindle Fires on day one, believe daily sales are around 20,000 units a day, which still is 20 or 25. I don't care. It's still a buttload. By those metrics, Amazon has sold nearly 250,000 Kindle Fires to date. And while competing tablet makers typically brag about units shipped to retailers, Kindle Fire sales are going directly to consumers. Right away, Amazon got people's attention with the Kindle Fire's $199 price, a cheaper debut than any other noteworthy tablet on the market. Amazon also focused on simplicity, rebuilding an earlier version of Android into its interface that focuses on buying and consuming content from Amazon's digital stores. The Kindle Fire's apparent success proves that consumers have faith in Amazon thanks to its Kindle e-readers, or they just really like cheap Android tablets and are willing to take the gamble without trying one or reading any reviews. If you're not one of those people, don't fear. Best Buy and Staples both plan to sell the Kindle Fire, so you can try before you buy. And our question to you, what do you think of the Kindle Fire Amazon tablet and ebook reader? And what do you think of ebook readers in general? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Those, of course, are also the numbers that you can call to pledge, just like
Richard, the gentleman who wanted Barbra Streisand.
Yes.
Tell you what, Richard, I forgot the exact song that you wanted, but tell you what, do me a favor, email me, dave@jazz901.org. I see that we do have a Barbra Streisand CD in the library, and I will do my best to get it and maybe even try to find that song that you want. But again, email me, but listen to me Thursday night between 6 and 9, and I will be playing Barbra Streisand for you.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you so much.
But he is now a new member. No. And, you know, we want to just welcome him to the family. I'm glad he came over and is a great supporter of Now Soundbites.
We love to see our membership, our family growing. Thank you, Richard. We're very, very appreciative.
Yeah, that is so great. But you know what? It doesn't stop with him. We need to go a lot further to even come close to what the Polka Guys did. We really need, you know, within the next, you know, 45 minutes for this phone just to ring off the hook, have both the ladies running back and forth like crazy, you know, running their butts off, bringing in pledges to us. So we can keep reading these names off one after the other after the other. And, you know, but you got to pick up the phone to give us a call at
585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And when you give us a call, you can become a member of the family, just like our friend Carl, all the way from Pottsville, PA. Welcome, Carl. What's your question?
Well, thank you for being there, first of all.
Thank you for being a member.
No problem.
It's you who lets us be here.
I use Audacity to record internet streaming audio. Seems to work pretty well, but every once in a while I want to record something when I'm not home, so I need something with a start-stop timer that I could program, like a VCR.
You need a program called Total Recorder.
Okay.
Total
Great
Recorder.
Program.
Yes. I turned Dave on to that about 100 years ago.
Oh, you did?
He uses it all the time now. It's called Total Recorder. It's from highcriteria.com. Hold on.
We're looking.
Highcriteria.com.
I think totalrecorder.com works too. Yes, highcriteria.com.
Highcriteria.com. The program is called Total Recorder. There's a version for audio. There's a version for video. And it's not at all expensive. I mean, considering what it does, it's ludicrously cheap. Much like a membership to Jazz 90.1.
Okay, I'll give it a try. Thank you for the advice.
You'll love it. I guarantee you will love it. If you don't like it, call us back and I'll apologize. But you'll love it.
Okay.
And if you're on a Macintosh, a similar program is called Radio Shift from Rogue Amoeba. You got to love an Amiga with an AK-47. Radio Shift is a program for recording internet radio, and it can also schedule recordings to start and stop automatically.
And, of course, if you're a Linux user, you can do it with mPlayer and Crontab.
Yep. Which I suppose you could do on the Mac, too, with
right.
the underlying mPlayer and Crontab.
Exactly.
Which is probably how Radio Shift works.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I spawn a cron job?
Radio Shift, not Radio Shed.
Radio
something
Shift.
Something entirely other.
Yep.
So something entirely different.
It's a Radio Shift, like a VCR shifts your TV listening.
Right. On Thursday, Microsoft said it will ship 8 security updates next week to patch 23 vulnerabilities in Windows, Internet Explorer, and several other products in its portfolio. The company sketched out the upcoming patches in an advance notice of Patch Tuesday's lineup. 2 of the 8 updates, which Microsoft refers to as bulletins, will be rated critical, the most serious threat ranking in its scoring system. The remaining 6 will be labeled important, the next most severe tag. Most of the bulletins, including 4 of the 6 pegged as important, are to patch vulnerabilities that attackers could exploit to execute malicious code and potentially commandeer the computer, the company acknowledged, which, of course, speaks directly to, I think it was Philip, who was very upset at his machine for getting viruses all the time.
Yep.
Microsoft said that the 8 updates will fix 23 security flaws. The company usually delivers a larger number of updates that patch a higher number of vulnerabilities in even-numbered months, leaving a lighter load for odd-numbered months. In August, for example, Microsoft issued 13 updates that patched 22 vulnerabilities, while in September it delivered 5 updates that quashed 15 bugs. Since July, Microsoft has patched an average of 18.5 vulnerabilities in the odd-numbered months and 22.5 vulnerabilities in the even-numbered months. The IE update will probably be the one most users should deploy first, advice security experts almost always give. That update is one of the 2 rated critical by Microsoft and affects all currently supported versions of the browser, including this year's IE9. Of course, the better way to protect your system is to not use Internet Explorer at all. The other critical bulletin will patch 1 or more vulnerabilities in .NET, which is included in every version Windows from XP to Windows 7, and the same update will plug a hole in Silverlight. So we're going to take a quick break. And while we do, this is a golden opportunity to pick up your phone, your iPhone or Android phone or other phone, and call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, it's 1-800-790-0415. Secure online, it's jazz901.org. And you too can become the newest member of the Soundbites and Jazz 90.1 family. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 25 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And Chris Reich has pointed out for our friend Carl in Pottstown, PA, that the new version of Audacity, in fact, does have a timer function, which I did not know because, like I said, I use mPlayer off of Crontab all the time. But I'll be looking into that, too. You don't even have to buy Total Recorder because now you can do it the other way. So, look, I want to talk for a minute to all those of you who are listening to this via podcast. You, too, can pledge securely online at jazz901.org at any time during the week. In fact, it doesn't even have to be during the pledge drive. You can pledge at any time. Just go to the homepage, hit the pledge button, and in the comment field, say it's for Soundbites. And we will get the credit. And I'm talking to you, Sweden and Finland, Japan, Germany, England, or the UK if you prefer, Norway, Canada, Sweden, Switzerland, all the places that download.
Australia, down under.
Australia. We will take whatever currency you have. You can join at a membership level, or you can just send us a few bucks. Every penny counts. Not just toward making me happy, but more importantly, toward keeping this station on the air. Rob really did a beautiful thing in giving us a home. mm-hmm. and we want to show our appreciation. And by we, I mean the entire Soundbites family. So please pick up that phone. Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Not for the money, but for the gratitude toward this station for giving us a home.
And like I said, it's like saying thank you to us. Because between the three of us and the years of computer knowledge that we have, and that we come to you every Saturday. Every Saturday from 12 to 2. And like I said, you folks got to realize this is a commitment. You folks just go over and turn on your radio, and we're there. You just take it for granted. You also have to realize that, you know, there's three folks here, and we take time out of our lives. We don't get paid for this. This is something that we do because we enjoy it. We started this, like I say, 22 years ago. Nick started it off, opened up the mics, and the questions just kept coming, and we've been going strong. Now, if it wasn't for Rob, that'd be over with right now.
Right, we'd be off the air.
We would be off the air, and you wouldn't be enjoying this program that you can tune into every Saturday. And I've had a number of folks come into my shop and say, where are you now? And I give them one of the window decals.
Right.
Oh, great. Glad you guys are still around.
I listen to that station all the time.
Yeah. Yes.
Apparently not.
I was.
Well, not on the week. People are busy
in,
on the weekends.
I was in 7-Eleven yeah. last night, and the gentleman said, oh, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I said, we're not. Here we are. Yep. He said, wait, I listen to that station during the week. I said, well, now you got to listen to it on Saturday.
That's what I mean.
And that driving commute, that's, you know, that's the 2 hours of radio a week or a day you listen to sometimes.
Well, that's what I mean. A lot of folks don't equate it to this, and this is where they're getting fooled because they think jazz. And most of the time, yeah, it's jazz and other alternative musics, you know, music playing
like
throughout
maths?
The week. Yeah, my own Enright dictionary. But, you know, throughout the week, it's all jazz. Like I say, we're very unique that in the whole format, he plunks us right here Saturday afternoon from 12 to 2.
Saturday's an eclectic day. With
yes.
With the Latin show and the polka show and
the German show. I mean, you know, there's just a variety.
But in the middle of it, we are the only talk show on this station.
Yes.
And you can show how much you appreciate that by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free at 1-800-790-0415 or pledging securely online at jazz901.org.
You had mentioned Amazon earlier with the Kindle Fire. There's a biography of Steve Jobs due out from Walter Isaacson, who's a really well-known biographer. And it was scheduled for, I think, the end of November.
Yep.
Amazon has the publishers have pushed it up, so now it's going to be out the end of October. And Amazon tracks pre-orders and interest in books. The interest in the Steve Jobs biography jumped 40,000%. Overnight.
Whoa.
40,000%.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Well, you know what? Sprint is at a painful run. And you know what takes me longer than this show is writing the news? I almost missed dialogue in Sanctuary last night. All right. Sprint has had a painful run over the past few years with poor financial performance and high subscriber attrition. But things appear to be looking up for the country's distant third-place wireless carrier. This has been a great week for Sprint. In fact, it's been a great month for Sprint. The company has emerged from a period of paralysis and is now making some decisive and potentially market-changing moves. The company has been vigorously and effectively waging an information war against the AT&T acquisition of T-Mobile. It has effectively shown that it is not that most, if not all, of AT&T's arguments for the takeover are questionable, if not outright false. Sprint's efforts have very likely influenced the actions of the Department of Justice and members of Congress. Sprint has long tried to make a point with consumers that while its network may not be the fastest and its data prices might not be the lowest, the value of its offering is better than its peers. That is, you get more bandwidth, still unlimited on Sprint.
Only for 4G.
And text and voice minutes with Sprint, than you do with the rest of the big four. Indeed, one research house has independently confirmed Sprint's claim. Over the past few years, Sprint has had a very hard time keeping customers and gaining new ones. And a huge reason for that is because Sprint doesn't sell the iPhone. Well, Sprint announced earlier this week it will finally get the iPhone, the new iPhone 4S. That could be huge. Finally, and perhaps even more importantly than the iPhone, I know that's hard to believe, Sprint made official this earlier this week that it is moving away from Clearwire and its WiMAX network and will have the nationwide LTE network built by the end of 2013 with the help of LTE wholesaler LightSquared. WiMAX is an older, technically and economically inferior network technology, and in many people's view, has been a terrible albatross around Sprint's neck. Sprint appears to recognize this and appears to be pushing the reset button on 4G. Sprint says it will support and sell WiMAX devices through 2012, but will also begin launching LTE devices next year. Albatross. This should include smartphones, mobile hotspots, tablets, and USB cards for laptops. If Sprint executes a shift to LTE well, Albatross, we consumers will have a real alternative to AT&T Verizon for real 4GE LTE service, not 4G HSPA service from T-Mobile in the years to come. Without Sprint as the insurgent LTE player, there would be no real check on the prices of Verizon and AT&T LTE service. Are you a Sprint customer or thinking of becoming one? Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, you can always pledge securely online at jazz901.org because we are in the middle of a pledge drive, and we would love to have you become the newest member of the Soundbites and Jazz 90.1 family. When you call up the poor underworked ladies who are waiting to take your calls, we'll tell you about the membership levels, and if you do wish to pledge at one of those levels, they will be happy to take your pledge and send you the tchotchke of your choice. But you can pledge at any level. We're happy to take any amount of money. But remember, if you pledge at the $1,000 level, you can send your duck on a date with Rob Linton, and I will go along to photograph it.
That's
and
cool.
I don't know that we can beat that. I do not know that we can beat that ever. You can send, it can even be a stuffed duck. We'll take live ducks or stuffed ducks, whatever it's quacked up to be. The meaner and nastier the duck, the better, I think. But
In July. The Fairport rubber duck race.
There's the Fairport rubber duck race. If you want to send a rubber duck along, we'll take the rubber duck. Whatever duck you want to send, we will send it on a date with Rob Linton, and I will go along to record the entire thing for posterity.
Well, and like I've been pushing to, you know, if you folks want to even pledge at the $500 level, that would be great just to get one. You know, at the $500 level, you can come here and sit with us and be part of the show on a Saturday.
You don't have to, but you can.
Right. And
we don't want to scare anyone off.
And I'll also throw in, if you want to be DJ for a night, you can come on my show Thursday nights from 6 to 9 and pick out all the jazz.
What about the rumball recipe?
Oh, I throw that in. That's for anybody that does, the $100 level and above gets the rumball recipe.
Boy, you can't beat that. You've already got a couple.
Yeah, I'll gladly, you know, if they email me, you know, the folks that have already pledged over $100 for sound bites, they email me, Dave at jazz901.org, and say that they, you know, did, and I can verify it. I will gladly send them the official rumball recipe.
Right. And we would love to have you become a member. Look, here's how it works. Tote up everything you've spent over the years on hardware and software, the stuff that we help you keep running every single week. Send us 1%. 1%. If you've spent $1,500, send us $15. If you spent $10,000, send us $100. Whatever it takes, please feel free to send us some money.
One thing that they should be reminded, all right, and this is just to enlighten folks, all right, just at the very basic level, which we call the $35, the senior level.
Yeah.
That senior level, $35.
And God knows many of the people listening to this show are seniors or think they are.
But that's not where I'm going. $35 is less than what you would pay at most shops to go in and just have a diagnostic done on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Most places would cost you, it would cost you a lot more than $35 to get a diagnostic done on your machine.
And I personally believe we're worth at least that.
So, if you turn around and become a member here, you know, you're getting free advice that we can, as you folks have heard over the years, we'll tell folks to recommend, try doing this, try and do that. And folks have backed us up and called back and said, you know what? What you said, it corrected the problem. Thank you very much.
Yep.
And it's due to that. Think about it. $35. You know, that, like I say, is a lot less than the diagnostic, and you get way more information than that here every week. And if you've been listening to us for a while, you know that I'm not lying, that folks call back, and they're so happy because we'll kid around. Oh, well, we got that one right, you know, and we kid about it. But you know what? That's one thing we love to do. We try to make it easy for you folks and feel comfortable to call in and ask your questions, because my philosophy has been always the only dumb question is the one not asked. So you pick up the phone, you call, and we try to do our best. And if we can't, we try to get back to you through an email or anything else. But you know what? That could all end tomorrow unless you folks pick up the phone and give us, you know, a call and pledge your dollars.
And those numbers are 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And for those of you listening on the podcast, you don't get out of this. So you can also pledge your $35 or $50 or $1,000
right at the webpage.
Right online, jazz901.org. Just remember in the comments section, put that it's for sound bites. And we'll listen, if you pledge $1,000, we'll even provide the rubber duck.
Ooh.
If you're in a foreign country, you don't even have to send us the duck. I'll provide the duck.
Rubber ducky.
And we can tie a little name tag around the duck for the person.
Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Boop, boop, be doo. Rubber ducky, you're so fine. All right. We're gonna take a break. Apparently, my singing isn't going to make it. Barbara Streisand, I ain't. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. You are listening to the Pledge Drive edition of Soundbites, where we're hoping you will become a member of both the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites families right here on the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, on your Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 42 minutes after the hour, you're listening to Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Yes, indeed. I'm delighted to tell you that we are in the midst of a pledge drive. You have your opportunity right now to make a pledge to this station and become the newest member. Give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, being a computer geek, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And we will be honored to welcome you as the latest member of the Soundbites family.
Mm-hmm.
Google and Samsung mysteriously pulled the plug Friday on the expected release of a new version of the Android operating system codenamed Ice Cream Sandwich. The new release of Android is highly anticipated because it's expected to tie the smartphone version of the operating system known as Gingerbread and the tablet flavor called Honeycomb. The event billed as Samsung Mobile Unpacked was scheduled by Google and Samsung for next Tuesday at the CCIA show in San Diego, where Ice Cream Sandwich and a new Samsung phone running it were expected to be unveiled. However, the companies have canceled the event. Samsung and Google decide to postpone the new product announcement at CTIA Fall, the company said in a statement. We agree that it is not just not the right time to announce a new product. New date and venue will be shortly announced. According to a Google spokes individual, the event was canceled out of respect for Steve Jobs' passing. Even with the postponement, the company still have plenty of time to fulfill Google executive chairman Eric Schmidt's promise that Ice Cream Sandwich will be released in the October-November timeframe. The company's announcement coincides with the release of a video purportedly showing the new Samsung Ice Cream Sandwich phone in action. The phone, referred to by some Android watchers as the Nexus Prime or Galaxy Nexus, doesn't have any physical or capacitive buttons. Instead, they've been replaced by on-screen icons. In addition, the appearance of widgets on the device is similar to their appearance in Honeycomb. Although Google has kept its cards close to its vest about ICS, a number of things have been reported about it, ICS being Ice Cream Sandwich. Widgets will be richer and resizable, as they are in the tablet version of Android. More multitasking will be added to the system, and the operating system will be open source. The system will be tailored to take advantage of devices that use Texas Instruments' OMAP chip. As with any Android upgrade, what Android devices will be eligible for the new system will remain with the manufacturers, as Steve said earlier, but two good bets for the upgraded OS are the Samsung Nexus S and the Motorola Zoom. So are you looking forward to Ice Cream Sandwich? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And interesting, along with the ability to pledge securely online at jazz901.org, those are also the numbers you call to become a member of the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites family. We are in the middle of a pledge drive, and we'd be honored and delighted to take your pledge at any level or any amount of money at all. But remember, at the $500 level, you can play at the $35 level, you get a lot of great gifts. But all the way up at the $500 level, you get to be a DJ for a night on Dave's show on Thursday nights. Well, and you get to come on this show and hang with us and answer a couple of computer questions. At the $1,000 level, you can send in your duck to go on a date with Rob Linton, and I personally will provide the photographic result for that date. And all it takes is a verified pledge of $1,000. So we should have the phone should be just lit up.
I know it.
With that, you would think that everybody would love to send their duck on a date with Dave, with Rob. But it doesn't appear to be happening. I don't know why.
Yeah, you know, one can only hope.
One can only hope. And like I said, we're hoping that that you will become a member of our family. We're delighted that you've been listening to us for 22 years, but we'd be equally and even more honored if you became a member of the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites family. And all you have to do is give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Or, of course, you can feel free to give us a call with a computer question, just like Donna did from Henrietta. Welcome, Donna. What's your question?
Actually, it was more of a comment. I heard the gentleman called earlier who had an HP laptop and
yes.
was having problems doing Windows Update in Windows 7.
Yep.
And I actually have a brand new netbook from HP, and it was trying to do automatic updates, and it wouldn't install. So apparently there's some sort of an issue going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, oftentimes, as we had mentioned to the earlier caller, the name brand PC, it's sort of what we talked about with phones. You know, Microsoft releases an update, then each manufacturer has to make sure the update works with their products. And the drivers for the cards, you know, video card and network card and everything built into that computer. I know it's got to be a pain for Microsoft to try to deal with hundreds of thousands of different forks of computers to try to get everything working right. So oftentimes you have to go to the manufacturer's website and see what their recommendations are. There may be a specific HP driver that has to load before you can load the Windows 7 updates, but oftentimes that's the problem.
Yeah, well, actually, oddly enough, when I booted the computer, it told me that there were Windows updates, and then the HP Assistant started running.
Yeah.
So I let that run. I haven't yet gone back to see what issues, if any, it found, but hopefully this might help some other people who have HP computers.
Yep. It looks like there's some known issues with HP printers, too, in Vista and 7 drivers as
well.
I've
got to say that, particularly in terms of printers, HP makes incredibly good hardware and really crappy software.
Yep.
Yeah, I've heard you say that often, and I have an HP printer, which so far I haven't had any issues with.
You can beat it with a hammer, and it'll keep on printing. There's no question to that. But the software is junk.
We've got people still using 20, 30-year-old LaserJet 2s and 3s and 4s, and they just won't quit running.
They just won't quit running.
And people keep making toner for them.
Yep.
That's the biggest thing, is when you run out of consumables, you have to get rid of the printer.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, I just thought I would pass that along to anybody else who has an aging problems. And thanks for doing such a great job. Love this show.
Thank you, Donna. We appreciate it. And I hope you're a member. If you're not, please become one. Just call 585. 866-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Just like George did. Now, George, again, one of those people who is a maverick, did not pledge at a level, but did pledge, and we appreciate that very much, George.
Pick your own level.
Thank you so much. Make your own level. We now have the George level. So thank you very much, George. We appreciate that. Except now my pen won't write.
And Dave's phone is playing Mario Brothers over there, apparently.
No, it just reminded me, and George came in. It's reminding me now that I'm doing the German show with him.
Are you?
I forgot.
Very nice. Very, very nice. All right, our next caller is, coincidentally, I'm sure, George from Greece. Thank you, George.
Sounds like your show would be incomplete without me.
It would, yeah. It would indeed.
First of all, I have to say, Nick, your little segment on Rubber Ducky, I still think you got a great voice.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, George.
Now, from time to time, you and I think the other fellows, too, make reference to the ecosystem with regard to iPad and other products.
Right.
What is, I think of ecosystem as a ecology system. What's ecosystem as you use it?
Well, in essentially the same way. You think of an ecosystem as a whole series of things that all work together, right, to bring things up and to make things work. And that's, I'm just using the term to describe that the iPod, the iPad, iTunes, the Apple Store, all of that stuff, and now I guess iCloud will all work together to make the device itself, the iPad, the iPod, more useful to you because they've got all that stuff behind them. So I'm just using the term kind of incorrectly, but you see how
the industry does the same sort of thing.
Right, it's the back. It's what's behind the device itself. That whole field of things behind it.
And that's one of the things that a lot of the industry people have said about all the failed Android tablets is because they didn't really have that ecosystem behind it. The Android marketplace is kind of like the old Wild West. You know, anything goes and you can't really be sure of what you're getting.
Right.
But now the Amazon tablet, they've got the Amazon ecosystem behind it for books and audiobooks and purchases and the Kindle, the readers and whatnot. So that's one of the first true, you know, serious competitors to the iPad. And because they have their own ecosystem in place.
Right. And it's interesting because there is Google Music. There's, you know, all the other
Google
stuff.
Has an ecosystem, but
nobody knows about it.
And it doesn't often work that well together. The Google Music thing was interesting. You had to upload all of your music to Google because Google doesn't sell music themselves. So it may take you days to upload all your music.
Oh, and it did. It took me days.
But Apple and Amazon both sell music. So the operating system can look at your computer, see all the music you have in iTunes, and say, oh, we don't need to bother uploading that because we already have it. You know, they've got 20, 30 million songs already on their service.
So you're making some good distinctions there, Steve. And then I gather the ecosystem is an Apple ecosystem, but others don't participate in that.
Right. And then the Amazon ecosystem is pretty much limited to Amazon, and the Google ecosystem is limited to Google.
Oh.
There is some crossover in the Apple ecosystem. You can get the Kindle reader, you can get a Nook reader, you can get a Google reader to be able to read the e-books from the other services. Amazon has an app where you can purchase products from Amazon on the Apple device. We'll see what happens if you can buy iTunes on the Amazon device.
Right.
I pretty much doubt it.
I doubt it too.
But yeah, so there is some crossover in the different ecosystems, but they're all pretty much self-contained.
What makes the iPod valuable is not, in fact, the iPod. It's the fact that you can so easily get and download and play music just by throwing 99 cents at Apple.
In fact, they almost don't talk too much about their music downloads anymore because there's so many. But application downloads on the iPad and iPhone, 1 billion a month in application downloads.
All right, we're done.
Okay.
Thank you. We're done for another week. I want to thank Charlotte and Kimberly for their generous donations. Thank you so much for becoming the latest members of the Jazz 90.1 family. In fact, I want to thank all 8 people who became members during this show. That's right, 8 people. 8. Thanks to each and every one of you. We will be back next week with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, with our 8 new members and our many continuing members, right here on the longest-running computer show in the known universe. We are Soundbites, and we are quite thankfully and gratefully on our part on member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you next week. Thank you so much for pledging.
Here are the club.